Public health researchers have found drowning to be a leading cause of death of young children. Black children face the highest risk even when they're supervised. Alvin Barnes is black and learned to swim here in Seattle as a kid. He's a lifeguard and swim teacher. And even as black students ask him, can you really swim? Barnes started to understand the history between black people swimming and drowning when he visited relatives in Arkansas and was almost turned away from the pool. The lifeguard there was supervising Barnes and wanted to make sure he could actually swim. As he told KUOW's Phyllis Flesher, his family had an explanation for the whole thing. They told him this.
Well, black people don't swim.
Where do you think that comes from?
My father, he grew up down south. He grew up in Pulaski County, Arkansas. And they didn't have a lot of swimming pools around there. They're actually like about 50 miles outside of northern Little Rock. Growing up, they would swim in creeks a lot. But you weren't supposed to swim any of the rivers or the creeks because they have poisonous snakes. Occasionally, like, you know, the kids would be bad and sneak away from parents. They'd be able to get down to the creeks and swim. And when you don't have access to supervised swimming areas, you're going to see bad stuff happen. You're going to see drownings happen. And if you witness one of those, you're going to be a little traumatized by it. And it's only natural to pass that on to your kids. And, you know, if you're hanging out with a group of friends and something happens, you know, if you're seven, eight friends and one of you drowns, that's, you know, seven people who are now going to pass that fear on to everybody else that they meet. So I see it being passed down from generation to generations.
What is your approach when someone gets excited and sees you and says, oh, black lifeguard, that's who's going to teach my kid? How do you approach a family where the parents might not know how to swim, but they want their children to?
I love it when I have that situation happen, because if I get the parents who are excited about having me teach their kids, my next part is to rope the adults into lessons too.
How successful are you with that?
Right now it's about 50-50. And a lot of the adults I meet, the issues why they don't take swim lessons is that they're afraid of the water. They grew up with an adult telling them that they were going to drown or something bad was going to happen to them. Or growing up as children, they witnessed a drowning. And that's one of the big reasons why they want their kids to swim, but they still haven't been able to get over it themselves. And so just having somebody push them and encourage them to get in the water, it's helpful.
You know, you hit it on the nail about getting whole families involved. They need to know how to respond if that child's in trouble.
That's Dr. Linda Kwan. She's a pediatrician at Seattle Children's who does research and outreach on drowning. She says the city's effort to train lifeguards from all races and cultures helps, and that there's no single reason for drowning disparities, but there are some common factors when you take a step back.
Here's what why I consider drowning a cultural condition. Because all the research from around the world shows several things. The high-risk people are the people who are not from that area. So if you go over to Ocean Shores, they say, oh, yeah, it's those 206ers who get in trouble, all right? If you go to Australia, they say, oh, yeah, it's all those people coming from all over the world to swim here. They're the ones who get in trouble. Then it's become clear in the United States that people who are from different either ethnicities or cultures have a higher risk. All right. And then, for instance, China, it's the people who move from one side of China to another who are now the higher risk for drowning. It's being in water that you're not used to, or if you're not used to water at all.
So what's the solution to that?
People need to think about water activity in terms of being prepared. So that it doesn't matter who you are, the basic issues are the same. What really is important is not for people to say, oh, I'll just call 911 and they'll come and get me. I want people to know there is almost no time when someone's drowning. As a pediatrician, of course I want kids to swim, but I also want their families to learn something about this. They need to know what to watch for.
Dr. Linda Kwan encourages parents to learn the basics of a safe rescue so they can help a child who's struggling in the water without jumping in and struggling themselves. Dr. Kwan and Alvin Barnes spoke with KUOW's Phyllis Flesher.